Blog Talk Radio.
Connected in his arms, I feel protected.
Like the bread of life, the word of life, became flesh and saved my soul. That's why I love. Falling in love with Jesus. God praise in this house. Lift up the name of Jesus. Give him praise. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Because of who you are.
Hallelujah. We worship you just because of who you are. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I have ever done. Do you agree with me tonight? Do you agree with me, Blog Talk Radio, that falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that you could ever do? In his arms, you feel protected. In his arms, you are never neglected. But falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that you can ever do. And there's no better place that I can think of you being right now. Hallelujah. Welcome to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, Pastor and Prophetess Kay Ansa. It is a blessing as well as a privilege to be before you on tonight. Amen. For God is truly good, and he is greatly to be praised. Every glory, every honor, it all belongs to him. Despite of what you're going through tonight, everything that you've gone through, every circumstance that you're going through, every trial and every tribulation that you are going through, I promise the word of God did not come to torture you. But through every trial and every tribulation, he comes to teach you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're just glad to be in the presence on tonight. We're going to go before God. Before we get ready to pray, I want you all to get our foundational scripture, which will be Jeremiah 9. The foundational verse will be 20. Amen. But we will read from 12 to 20. Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, from the 12th verse to the 20th. Amen. God is just good, and he's worthy to be praised. I don't know about you tonight, but I got so much to be grateful for. I got so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. If it had not been for God who was on my side, where would I be? Where will you be? If it just wasn't for his grace and his mercy that keeps keeping us, that is not consuming us in our sins, where would you and I be? Hallelujah. He's not a God of just one chance. He's not a God of just two chances. He's a God of many chances. Amen. That's unnumbered and cannot be outdone. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and you said to rejoice and be glad. And Father God, we thank you because you took our time in your busy schedule to blow breath in us one more time, oh God. Just to allow us to lift up our holy hands unto you and say, thank you, Jesus. For God, we still say, if it had not been for you, if it wasn't for your grace and your mercy, God, if it just wasn't because you thought enough of us this day, God, that we're still in the land of the living, oh God, that we were not consumed in our sins, that you gave us another chance to say thank you, Jesus. You've given us another chance to come before you just to ask you to forgive us of our sins, oh God, and cleanse our hearts, oh God. Lord, we want to be like David, creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit. God, restore in us the joy that you long for to see your people have, oh God. Restore in us the peace that you have longed to give your people, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, as I pray across the airwaves, God, I ask that you touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you will heal, deliver, and set free. in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will regulate the minds, oh God, and that you will mend the broken hearts, oh God, that you will order their steps as only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every backlash and retaliation of the enemy. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Hallelujah. For his word is true. His word is true on tonight, God. And I thank him because he stands at his word and he hastens unto his word. And he's worthy. Amen. I can't find anybody else, oh God. I can't find anybody else, God, I first high and I first low. But everywhere that I've looked, God, I still couldn't find anybody like you. Hallelujah. I still couldn't find anybody like you. I'm going to give a real quick testimony. Amen. For God is good. Just a couple of weeks ago, amen, I prayed God for who he is to me in my life, and I take him at his word truly serious. Amen. So when I tell you that if it had not been for God, who was on our side? And let this get personal for me. Amen. And when I tell you that if it had not been for God truly who was on my side, where would I be? Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I received a disturbing call. Amen. My son had been shot. Amen. And I'm here in one state and he's in another state. And for whatever reason, I could not get out. Amen. But God told me not to panic. He told me to look to the hills from whence cometh my help and know that my help came from him who created my son, who created me, who created the heavens and created the earth. Amen. And he said in his word, he said, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word will always remain. Amen. So I come to testify to you all on tonight, saints, that God is good. Amen. They lost my son twice. Amen. But to God be the glory, he's still here. Amen. Where I could have been planning a funeral, God seemed fit for me to sit back and relax. I want to encourage you all to keep on praying over your children, to keep on praying, amen, over your households, amen, because those stored up prayers, God said that he will come back and he will smell the incense, the aroma of your prayers, and he will allow the angels to ascend and descend and take care of everything that you pray for. Amen. It's in those moments when you can't pray that God will reach down and in the prayers that was already stored up, hallelujah, in the prayers that you've already stored up and begin to bless you. Amen. So when your mother used to say, if I couldn't say a word, ha, I'll just wave my hand, hallelujah. Sometimes we get into a place where we cannot speak, where we cannot pray, and the enemy thinks that he has us bound. But I come to encourage you on tonight that God is good. They had to medevac him out to a trauma one, level trauma one hospital, amen. But to God be the glory. And I was able to get on the road. I started on the highway, and I turned back around. And that early that Sunday morning, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, get up and go see and see about your child and make your presence known. Because I was turning back around because I was getting multiple reports. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me that Sunday morning and said, get up and go see about your child. He said, but before you get there, I need you to close everything down. I need the telephones closed down. I need everything. I don't need any disturbances. Because what I'm about to do, nobody will get the glory but me. Hallelujah. And I stand here on today telling you all that God is good and he's merciful and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Where it could go one way, ha, God seemed fit for it to go another way. Hallelujah. Our foundational scripture tonight comes from Jeremiah 9. Amen. And we're going to start at verse 12. It says, who is wise enough to understand this? Who has been instructed by the Lord and can explain it? Why has the land been ruined and laid waste like a desert that no one can cross? The Lord says, it is because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them. They have not obeyed me or followed my law. Instead, they have followed the stubbornness of their hearts. They have followed the Baals as their ancestors taught them. Amen. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. See, I will make this people eat bitter food and drink poisoned water. I will scatter them among the nations that neither they nor their ancestors have known. And I will pursue them with the sword until I have made an end of them. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Consider now, call for the wailing women to come. Send for the most skillful of them. Ha! Glory to your name, God. Let them come quickly and wail over us till their eyes overflow with tears and water stream from their eyelids. Verse 19 says, the sound of wailing is heard from Zion. How ruined we are. How great is our shame. We must leave our land because our houses are in ruins. Verse 20 says, now you women, hear the word of the Lord. Open your ears to the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters how to wail. Teach one another. Teach one another a lament. Hallelujah. I just want to speak to the women particularly on tonight. Amen. As I begin to minister, amen, as I begin to see what God has spoken, because there was something that I rendered up, and I said that I would never do it again. I said that I would never tell God, look, I throw my hands up. We as prophets must be, we got to understand what it is that we say when we're talking to the Lord in prayer, because he honors the words of his prophets, the true prophets, that is. Amen. And so when I begin to meditate on God's word, the Lord told me to continue to wail. Amen. And my book that is going to be released is Lord, Teach Him to Love Me, The Woman at the Well. Amen. And it's not the well that, where the water is, where we spell W-E-L-L. Amen. But it's the well where the women will come out and begin to travail, because it is in us that Zion will answer. Amen. One woman, a prophetess, said the other way, when you want to make your atmosphere conducive to God's word, then you got to carry the word. In other words, you got to be the word. We can't just only speak the word. We must be the word. Amen. You must be able to identify with the word of God. And one thing that I learned in my writing, as God began to reveal to me, amen, he created Adam. Hallelujah. And then I thought about what he did with Adam, and he turned around and he said, Adam should not be alone, so he created Eve. Amen. And so one concept that God spoke to me, he said, everything that he has made is good. Amen. But then he turns around and says that where your heart is, there will your treasure be. Amen. And as I began to write the chapters in my book, God began to make the connection and telling me that when he created Eve, amen, he took one rib and he made her. And not only did he make her, what he did was he looked at Eve and called her the apple of his eye. So therefore, when he says, when a man findeth a wife, he has found a good thing. And he obtained favor with the Lord. But he also says that where your heart is, there will your treasure be. Amen. And as he began to create Eve, he put her in the heart of man. Amen. So in other words, he let me know then that when he created Eve, we were the apple of his eye, and that we was his treasure. Amen. And when you have a treasure, there's a lot of good things in that treasure that cannot be numbered. There's no price on that treasure because they're so valuable they can't even put a price on you. And this is why he said that women, we are worth more than rubies and we're worth more than diamonds. Nothing can compare to what God has created us to be. Amen. And the reason why he made Eve, because he understood that when Eve was made, Eve will come with some force behind some things. You don't believe it? Ask Adam how he was able to
bite of an apple or a fruit that he wasn't supposed to. Because there was something down on the inside of Eve that said, I can nurture him into doing what I want to be done. Now, even though it didn't work in our favor, and that opened us up to the tree of knowledge and the things that God didn't want us to have access to, one thing that God understood, that when the well and woman begins to pray, something happens. Amen. When the well and woman begins to go on her knees and call forth Zion, they know that the earth has to respond and to heaven. Amen. So I want to encourage you women on tonight to be able to pray over your children, be able to pray over your household. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you are worthy. God, we thank you for the power to be able to well. And now, God, we pray that you allow your precious anointing to flow from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And God, begin to touch us with the innermost, oh God, that we will cry out and continue to cry out over our children, oh God. We pray over each and every child, oh God, that's locked up, oh God, not just physically locked up, but locked up in their minds, making the wrong decisions, being tortured by the enemy, oh God. We come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray over every woman, oh God, that stands, oh God, in decision-making and is being pulled to and fro and not knowing which way to go, God. We're asking for direction right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said that the woman is the apple of your eye, God. And when we begin to travail, Zion will respond, oh God. Teach us on this night, God, how to speak your word over our families, how to speak your word over our husbands, oh God, how to speak your word over our lives, oh God, and walk in expectancy, oh God. And not only that, may signs and wonders and miracles follow us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that your name may be lifted up, that you may get the glory, oh God. We decrease so that you may increase, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint our hands, oh God, so that we can do your work. Anoint our feet, oh God, so that we may be ordained in every step, oh God. Anoint our hearts, oh God. Anything that is not like you in our hearts, oh God, we ask him that you take it out, oh Lord. Any malice, any bitter, oh God. The spirit of rejection, oh God. Molestation, oh God. Hatred, oh God. We call it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we replace it with love, oh God. We replace it with joy, oh God. We replace it with peace, oh God. We replace it with happiness, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the strength, oh God, to carry on, oh God. Give us the strength to be able to pray over our husbands, oh God, and call them forth, oh God, in their rightful places, oh God. But we know that you said that you have created them to be the head and never the tail. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, give us the strength to stay on our knees, oh God, as our mothers did before, praying over our families, oh God. Praying that the Holy Ghost will come in, oh God, that the anointing of you will take over in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to take over, oh God. Take over in the White House, oh God. Take over in our own houses, oh God. Take over on our jobs, oh God. Take over in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way right now, God. Call the women of Welling to come forth, oh God. We call them forth right now, God, that they will prophesy, oh God, that they will not only just sit back, oh God, that they will prophesy that you are the God of God, that you are the I am that I am. You are the Prince of Peace, oh God. You are Shalom, oh God. You're Jehovah Jireh, oh God. You're Jehovah Rapha, oh God. You're Jehovah Gabor, oh God. You're Jehovah Adonai, oh God. You're El Elyon, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we call forth the women to come forth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call forth the women to stand, oh God, in their rightful places, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the spirit of confusion, oh God, we come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that would tear and separate, oh God, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said that whatever it is that we bind on earth, oh God, is already bound in heaven, that you have given us the keys, oh God, to everything that we need, oh God. And God, allow us to walk in the power of you, to operate in faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to operate in your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us, oh God. Cover us, oh God. Cover us, oh God. Cover us, oh God. We need you right now, God. We need you right now, God. Open up our eyes, oh God, that we'll see, oh God. Open up our ears that we may know your voice, oh God. For you said that your sheep know your voice and the stranger they will not follow, oh God. Teach us not to walk after everything that's blowing, oh God. Teach us to know your voice, oh God. Teach us to know how to discern your voice, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need you right now. We need you right now, God. We need you right now, God. And we'll forever lift up your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way right now, God. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal this prayer, oh God, with your blood. The blood of Jesus over the airwaves, oh God. The blood of Jesus over our homes, oh God. The blood of Jesus over our vehicles, oh God. The blood of Jesus over our jobs, oh God. The blood of Jesus as we walk, oh God. The blood of Jesus as we talk, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God, for you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Hallelujah.
Your presence amazes me. Your glory surrounds me. When I walked in this room, I felt your hand upon me. To think how great you are, still you would touch someone like me. It's your mercy and grace, you amaze me. Amazes me. Your glory surrounds me. When I walked in this room, I felt your hands upon me. To think how
Ministry. You all go and be blessed. God bless.